life activities in some lower organisms. Amoeba. Amoeba is a protist and belongs to a group of protists referred to as protozoa. This implies it's a protozoan. It lives in the bottom of ditches, ponds, mats, or surfaces of stones and rocks. The amoeba protist. The structure. Amoeba is a microscopic unicellular organism. It has an irregular shape and keeps on changing shape. The cytoplasm is surrounded by a cell surface membrane, which protects the cell and regulates movement of materials between the cell and its environment. The cytoplasm is made up of two zones. The outer zone is thin and clear and is called ectoplasm or plasma gel. The inner zone has more fluid and is granular and darker and is called endoplasm or plasma cell. Pseudopodium, which is called false foot, and plural is pseudopodia, is a temporary structure formed by the extensions of plasma cell and plasma gel, and is used for locomotion and feeding. The plasma cell contains the nucleus, temporary vacuoles, and other organelles. Two types of vacuoles are found in the amoeba. They are the food vacuole and the contractile vacuole. Amoeba has only one contractile vacuole. The functions of the structures of amoeba. 1. The food vacuoles. They are membrane-bound structures enclosing food. They are the sites for food digestion. 2. Contractile vacuole. This is a spherical structure responsible for excretion and osmoregulation. Movement in the amoeba. Amoeba moves by pseudopodia. When amoeba moves, it forms pseudopodia in one direction while withdrawing those behind. Nutrition in amoeba. The mode of nutrition is heterotrophic or holozoic. Their feeding habitat is phagocytic. Amoeba feeds on bacterial microscopic algae such as diatoms. It feeds by phagocytosis with the use of pseudopodia. When in contact with food, a pseudopodium is developed to touch it. The food is then encircled with several pseudopodia. The food is taken into the body with a bubble of water to form the food vacuole. After formation of the food vacuole, cytoplasm discharges a digestive juice into the food vacuole. Digestive enzymes in the juice digest the food in the vacuole. Digested food diffuses back into the cytoplasm for nourishment. This is referred to as intracellular digestion. One digested component is ingested when a food vacuole moves to the surface, fuses with the cell membrane and bursts. Respiration in amoeba. Respiratory structure is the cell membrane. Dissolved oxygen in the environment pound moves across the cell membrane into the cytoplasm by diffusion. Oxygen is used to break down food substances to release energy and carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide in the cell move across the cell membrane to the outside by diffusion. Excretion in amoeba. Excretory products in amoeba are carbon dioxide from respiration and ammonia and urea. Carbon dioxide diffuses across the cell membrane into the surrounding environment. Ammonia and urea dissolve in the contractile vacuole and are discharged together with excess water. Osmoregulation in amoeba. The cell contact of amoeba is hypotonic to the surrounding fresh water. Meanwhile, the cell membrane is partially permeable to water. As a result, water continues to enter the organism by osmosis. Contractile vacuum is responsible as follows. Excess water is extracted by the contractile vacuum. When the contractile vacuum is full, it moves to the cell membrane, fuses with it and bursts, which releases its contents, the excess water, to the surrounding water. A new contractile vacuum forms immediately, and the process is repeated at periodic intervals. Thus, regulating the water content of the organism. When the surrounding water is isotonic to the cell content of amoeba, the contractile vacuum forms, or bursts less often. It should be noted that bursting of contractile vacuum to release excess water is another example of exocytosis. Significance of osmoregulation in amoeba. 1. It maintains osmotic balance. 2. It prevents organisms from bursting. Irritability in amoeba. Amoeba responds to its changes in its surrounding. For example, it withdraws its pseudopodia when it is touched. Amoeba will also withdraw its pseudopodia if the surrounding water becomes acidic or basic. After withdrawing its pseudopodia, the new ones may be moved away from the source of the change in the surrounding. Also, if the pond in which the amoeba lives dries, it responds by forming a cyst around itself. Reproduction in amoeba. Reproduction in amoeba is asexual only. There are two types of asexual found in amoeba. These are binary fission and sporulation. Binary fission in amoeba. Binary fission in amoeba involves the division of a single cell into two identical new cells. Amoeba reproduces by binary fission during favorable conditions. This occurs every 3 days. When the organism grows to a certain maximum size, it stops moving. The nucleus elongates and divides into two identical parts. Other organelles duplicate to form more organelles. This is followed by the constriction of the cytoplasm, which finally divides into two equal portions, with each portion enclosing one nucleus. Finally, two identical amoeba are formed. Sporulation in amoeba. Under unfavorable conditions, which is when amoeba in the pond or any water is dried up, amoeba assumes a rounded shape and develops a protective coat called cyst around itself. It then remains the dominant inside the coat until the environment normally. When the cyst bursts, the organism resumes normal activities. Sometimes, the cyst does not release one amoeba, but rather many amoeba. As a result of the original amoeba dividing several times, this is termed multiple fission or sporulation, and the new amoebae are referred to as spores. Differences between binary fission and sporulation in amoeba. Differences between binary fission and sporulation in amoeba. Under binary fission, two daughter cells are formed, but in sporulation, there are numerous daughter cells. In binary fission, it's for a shorter period, but sporulation is for a longer period. Binary fission is during favorable conditions, but speculation is during unfavorable conditions. Paramecium. The paramecium lives in ditches and ponds or slow-moving streams. You should know that in drawing the paramecium, the anterior end is blunt, whereas the posterior end is pointed. The oral groove is oriented backwards into the gullet. Features of adaptation of amoeba of paramecium to its habitat. Two contractile vacuoles are needed for osmoregulation. It has cilia for locomotion and feeding. It has slippery shape, which enhances movement in water. It has a slipper shape, which enhances movement in water. It has oral groove, which is funnel shaped to enhance movement of water containing food. It has pellicle for protection. Structure of the paramecium. Unlike amoeba, which has no definite shape, paramecium on the other hand is slipper shaped with its blunt end in front. The slipper shape enhances movement in water. The outer covering is stiff and is called pellicle. The pellicle provides protection and sensitivity. The cilium or cilia. The cilia are numerous prosplasmic structures which arise from the cytoplasm and cover the entire body. All the cilia are interconnected at their bases by fibers called neuronales. The cilium is used for locomotion, feeding, and sensitivity. Neuronales coordinate the movement of cilia. The trichocysts. They are embedded in the cytoplasm just beneath the pellicle. Functions of trichocysts. They strengthen the pellicle. They discharge long fine threads used for defense. The long threads are used as anchorage during feeding. The cytoplasm. This is made up of the outer dense clay, plasma gel, and a more fluid inner granula, plasma cell. The plasma cell consists of two nuclei, the larger meganucleus and the smaller micronucleus. It also has two vacuoles, namely the contractile vacuole and the fluid vacuole. Oral groove. Oral groove is found on one side of the cell. The oral groove is oriented backwards into the gullet. This ensures that oral groove faces the coming water current during movement so that the water with food particles enters the oral groove. The gullet opens into the endoplasm by the cystosome. The oral groove is used for feeding and sensitivity. Nutrition in paramecium. The mode of nutrition is heterotrophic. The method of feeding is holozoic. Paramecium feeds on bacteria, small protozoa, and algae. Cilia surrounding the oral groove beat to draw into the gullet. The cilia lining the gullet then carry the food into the cystosome. In the cystosome, a food vacuole is formed and the food is ingested. The vacuole then traces a fixed path in the cytoplasm where it is digested. Digested food is absorbed whilst the undigested residue leaves the body. through a temporary and annul pole.